Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
It's time for another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Walter Storholt, joined this week by Tim Estes, investor coach and certified financial planner at Estes Financial Services, serving you in Metroplex area and, of course, with an office in Fort Worth. Find us online at estesfinancial.net. You saw the title probably of our podcast today is about rookie mistakes. And Tim, although we're calling these rookie mistakes, we often see these same things, these same missteps, these same mistakes being made by people who have been investing for a long time. I guess it's kind of like a wide receiver in football, if we want to make a sport analogy here, who's been playing the game for a long time but always forgets that very basic step of catch the ball before you look upfield and start running with the ball. You'll hear the commentators say that all the time. Oh, he started running before he caught it. And it's one of those fundamental mistakes, I suppose, is a way we can kind of describe these mistakes that people sometimes make in the investing world.
Well, that's true. But what I see or what I find is that a lot of people say, oh, well, hey, I can go on Schwab or I can go here and I can do whatever. I can make investments and I don't have to pay a financial planner or a financial advisor. And what I'm finding when I do reviews of people's accounts when they come in is they've invested with real no purpose in mind. They've kind of willy-nilly, one from column A and two from column B, almost like a Chinese menu. And it's not a prudent investment policy, and it doesn't serve them well. They usually have either too much risk for the amount of return they're getting, or they don't have a diversified portfolio. So the biggest thing that I see is that they're haphazard and investing without a sense of purpose of what they're trying to accomplish. I'm a big proponent of start with the end in mind. What are you trying to accomplish? And then make your decisions on what you want to invest in.
Yeah, investments with no purpose, a very common rookie mistake that we definitely see all the time. And you're absolutely right in thinking about the consequences of that. You have all of these kind of, I love your analogy there of just, you know, picking things off the menu that don't necessarily make a complete meal. And that's really important to be thinking about. Another rookie mistake that I'm sure you see all the time, Tim, is when folks don't understand the risk that they're taking. Why do you see that so often?
People don't understand risk. And one thing that I know that I do understand, having flown on and off an aircraft carrier, I understand risk. I understand when it's prudent risk, and I understand when you're taking risk for risk's sake. And a lot of people don't really understand that they're putting their financial fortune at risk by doing some of the silly things that I've seen happen. They have a huge concentration in one stock or in one sector. Or take, for example, the dot-com bust. Everybody was in dot-com stocks and dot-com mutual funds. Now, yeah, some of them were going gangbusters, but they really weren't being diversified. And sometimes you have to give up a little bit of return to make sure that you have diversification and not be all concentrated in one sector. So too much concentration, too much risk, it's bad for you and bad for your financial future.
So investments without a purpose, not understanding risk, two of the rookie mistakes that we see. This is going to be the subject of a future podcast, but we'll jump in or at least dip our toe in the water because it is one of the common mistakes that we come across. And that's when people make emotional decisions, especially when they're financial decisions. We can't let emotions be the main driving force for what we choose in our retirement and financial plans.
We are emotional creatures. I mean, we are, you know, as much as people say, oh, well, I don't put emotion into my investing. Yes, you do. Nobody is Spock from Star Trek. We are emotional creatures. A lot of us go back to our very basic emotions and needs, and that ends up being fear and greed. And I can just about bet every financial decision I see someone make is based off of fear or greed. Whether it's, hey, I'm going to go out and buy this new car. Well, you're buying it out of greed. You could get by with a Yugo, but you're buying yourself an Escalade. Okay, that's greed kicking in there. You know, or, oh, gosh, I got to sell everything. You know, the market went down 10%. Well, that's fear. And unfortunately, fear doesn't play well when you're talking about investing. It was great when we were cavemen and women, and we had to run away from the saber-toothed tiger. But that fight or flight instinct can have us make some very, very poor decisions when it comes to investing.
When I first started in radio many years ago, Tim, we did a, you know, one of those swap shop type of shows where it's, you know, back before Craigslist, you know, 3 hours on a Saturday morning. Yeah, I'm selling this portable toilet seat I got. I'll let it off my hands for $5, I guess. You know, like, all right, what's your phone number? And we'll list that. All right, Timmy's looking for a, you know, just you just get some of the best phone calls. And we used to have a guy that would always call as a prank. And he would always list his Yugo as his prank call. So you just brought back a very good memory for me by bringing up a Yugo. I hadn't heard a mention of a Yugo in quite some time, so that's good. We're talking about some of the rookie mistakes that we see people make, investing without a purpose, not understanding risk, emotions in the decisions playing too big of a role. What about hot tips? Maybe even it's from sources that we would, you know, quote unquote, trust, Tim. What should we do with hot tips? Do people make mistakes in that realm?
Everybody has that certain someone, whether it's standing around the water cooler at work or the brother-in-law that thinks he's the latest guru that's even better than Bill Gates or Warren Buffett and has the best stock tips. Everybody has or knows someone like that in their life. And they may have a okay track record occasionally, but if you were to really look closely, they're probably not doing a very good job of stock picking. And over the long haul, trying to pick a stock or using a hot tip really doesn't work.
Well, let's take the time to cover one more item here, Tim. These are rookie mistakes that we see. Yes, rookies make, but even veterans in the investing world making these mistakes as well. How you can maybe avoid some of these things. And that's forgetting or losing sight, or maybe it's even an intentional, more, you know, ignorance or ostrich mentality of sticking your head in the sand and ignoring these things. However we want to encapsulate it, it's forgetting about the fees in your portfolio and even bigger, the impact that they can have on your ultimate success.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And if fees are eating into your portfolio, then obviously you're not keeping as much as you would like. Another way I've seen people ignoring fees is through commissions. They may, I've seen people doing day trading. And so every time they trade, every time they buy, there's a commission. Every time they sell, there's a commission. And so when you're buying and selling and buying and selling as a day trader, those costs add up. But there's also other fees that you have to look at. And that's why we at Estes Financial try to keep our fees very, very low. You have to look at the fees, the internal fees of the mutual funds that you, or the expense ratio. You need to look at your 401k fees, the variable annuities. A lot of times variable annuities have very high fees attached to them. I'm not saying they're bad, but they do have fees. And they do serve a purpose if it's a suitable investment for you. So fees do come into play, and that's where we like to do an analysis of someone's portfolio, or what we call a portfolio MRI, and take a look at what kind of fees that they're paying, see how they're diversified, or if they aren't diversified, and just to do an overall checklist on their financial health.
Well, if you have made one of these rookie mistakes and haven't maybe addressed the root of the problem, or if you haven't had a portfolio MRI to uncover some of these fees or to find out if maybe emotions are driving your decision making too much, you can get a review of your plan and of your financial situation with Tim Estes, Bree Reyes, and the team at Estes Financial Services, serving you in the Metroplex. All you have to do is call them, 817-444-4444. 8402, and they're happy to have a conversation with you about those things. 817-444-8402, and always online at estesfinancial.net. You can also subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, also Stitcher and iTunes, the three big locations where you can find our podcasts, of course. And coming up on the next one, a week from now, our next podcast will be about in-depth emotions and the role that they play in our financial and retirement planning. We're going to see when is it okay to have emotions enter into the decision-making process and some other angles on that conversation as well. So if you want to join us for that next podcast, be sure to be right back here on the Financial Flight Plan.
Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.